Run the track!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. Kid, you growing a beard, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Just a little bit. Just a little
all
bit.
All the shit you gave me?
Yeah, but you went all Amish on us.
I did not.
You went all weird on us.
Christy, did I go Amish?
I don't know.
Christy looked at me one time on the podcast. I think it was one episode. You just looked at me. You're like, if you don't shave your fucking beard.
Yeah.
It was bad because you get like patches and shit.
It doesn't get patchy.
Yours was patchy. It grows in full, but the length.
Yeah, it's not even.
It was not. And you weren't taking care of it. I'm going to take care of this. This is all. I'm keeping this tight.
You keeping it tight?
Yeah.
It looks good.
Thank you. I've gotten good feedback.
From who?
Just random.
The lady.
What?
Go ahead. It's okay.
That's all right. Don't be shy. That's why you're here. That's why you're here.
Why'd he take his shirt off?
I don't know.
Yeah, my beard was on point. Fuck y'all.
Nah, that was raggedy.
That was Justin's beard era. I don't know what you call it.
It was super raggedy.
It's gone now. It's gone. It's gone. Oh, Ken, thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Thank you. You're so busy. We appreciate you stopping by.
Always time for my peeps.
Aw. Where you been? You were in San Francisco?
Yeah, I did the San Francisco Comedy Competition.
Mm-hmm. You went very far in that, I saw.
Yeah, I got into the finals.
Okay.
And then I was home for 2 days, and then I flew out to Billings for the Big Sky Comedy Festival. Billings, Montana.
How was that?
Oh, gorgeous. It was a lot of fun, but we have stories.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah.
I think, and Christy probably can relate, there are certain people.
Probably no.
Well, no, I mean, there's.
I'm going to say no.
Or not relate, but she'll have an opinion. There's people that tend to self-sabotage their career,
mm-hmm.
and that's,
mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people.
Sure.
Okay. So, like, I took this amazing opportunity to just ruin my whole life.
Oh, nice. Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boozing?
Yeah.
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 Perfect.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. We can all relate to that.
Yeah. We've been there.
So you just got, well, I mean, what else are you going to do at Billings, Montana, though?
Well, you know, it's. Just,
hike.
Yeah, sure.
Be part of nature.
Yeah.
You know, hit on a girl with a perm. I don't know.
Oh, right. Did you do that?
With those, what are those jeans called that have all of the bedazzled?
Acid wash?
No, oh, bedazzled jeans.
Oh, like the cross of the back pocket. Yeah.
Every girl there.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Is that why you're growing the beard?
Oh, you know it, right? I'm sold, man. I'm moving up there. I'm going to take over that comedy scene, bro.
Biggest thing in Billings.
Yeah, right? We got ourselves a real star.
So you just got annihilated the whole weekend?
You know, here's the thing. I quit drinking hard liquor like years ago. And one of our sponsors was Patron. And so I was just like, hey, when in Billings.
Right.
You know, so I took some Patron. Because when you think of Patron, you think of Billings.
Yeah,
Montana.
Right. Clear. I'm thinking like whiskey and like a 10 cup.
Yeah, it was bad. And then I combined that with gambling and did not do well in the gambling, which even set me off in a furious rage. And there were hotel staff involved. It was a whole thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
And then I became known as that guy that, you know,
right.
went and did the thing. So now,
what
like,
was the thing?
I got into it with some hotel staff because I couldn't get the M&Ms out of the vending machine. Oh, I'm feeling judged, Christy, with that look, okay? This
what a rock star.
This is a judge-free zone, all right? And that's what I told him, man. I'm like, this is rock and roll,
this
man.
This is so far from a judge-free zone. It's not the kind of ship we're running here.
Dude, I'm thinking you grew a beard.
I was actually nervous coming here. I'm like, Christy's going to judge me this whole time.
Dude, I'm thinking you grew a beard. You fucking were drunk, gambling. You let the hotel room. Pokemon fight. You couldn't get M&Ms out of the vending machine. That was it.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, Hoss, the security guard, comes through. And he gets tough with me, and he corners me. And I'm like, dude, I'm from the South Side. This ain't going to end well. You know, like,
that was not... That was not the Kengar that I went to Chicago with.
It wasn't, man. I wasn't. Well, because you were there, and yeah. I was in charge of my faculties, and we had to get breakfast every day at 1 in the morning. So,
you know,
we had goals.
I have high demands when I go
but
on the road.
In my defense, it was me trying to get breakfast that caused this whole problem. I was.
No.
I went to Denny's.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
Just let me have my
Sorry,
excuse,
no.
okay?
Okay, sure. Sure. It's breakfast fault? You're blaming it on
so
breakfast.
I lose at poker. I'm sure. Lit from alcohol that I don't drink anymore.
Can I ask
None
you,
of that is the reason.
Can I ask you how bad you get it handed to you in poker?
It was only $100.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a lot,
okay.
but
okay.
it was like
okay.
I'm not used to losing in poker.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so it was just a combination of things. And then I get to Denny's. And Denny's is not known for their service, right?
Right?
And
sure.
it took forever.
It does.
And I ended up just walking out. And I'm like, well, I'm starving, so I'm going to get some M&Ms. And then I couldn't get the freaking bill in the vending machine. And that was that. It was the vending
that was
machine's
it.
Fault, dude.
It was the vending machine that broke Kengar's back.
Yep.
Broke my career, man. Like, yep. You know it's bad when the booker of the Tonight Show is like, hey, did you punch anything last night?
Oh,
like, no, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yep. But at least I'm remembered.
Well, actually, we're not even doing a podcast today. In fact, this is your intervention.
Why do you guys have letters
we
out?
Have some of your friends and family outside of the door.
The booker from the Tonight Show is here.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that no sounds way. Like a good time.
It was.
I realized on the plane right here this morning. I was in Minnesota all week. By
good
the
bragging,
I flew in
right?
this. I know. It's been a good week. And I realized that you haven't been on the show since we did Chicago together.
Yeah.
And which I might say was one of the highlights of this year.
It was awesome.
It was 2 weeks in Chicago with Chicago's very own Kengar, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I forgot. We haven't had you on to talk about it.
And you had, like, here's the thing. Like,
yeah.
He had the royal treatment. Like, he
right.
was treated so well that if he ever goes back to Chicago, it's going to be a disappointment.
I don't even want to go back to Chicago.
Like,
yeah.
like, check it off your list. It's done. We had radio shows. We had sold-out theaters. We had,
dude,
like,
it was amazing.
Sick.
It was so much fun. No vending machines got busted.
No.
We just had breakfast every night.
We
That's
just ate
we
breakfast
did.
And chilled.
The breakfast
and
chilled.
You should start a business as like a sober chaperone for comedians. Like you go on the road and you feature for them, but
mm-hmm.
also you keep them in control of themselves so they don't try to wreck any machinery
Ooh,
in hotels.
That's not a bad.
Rent out your services.
What's that called? Oh, in Vegas, they call it a cooler.
Oh,
right?
is that
so
what it is?
The
cooler,
table, right?
The comedy cooler.
Because, like, you know, if a craps table gets too hot, they send over the cooler and he messes up the whole game.
Too many patrons, send in Foster.
Yeah,
send
right?
Which is
what are you doing here, man? You know?
Hey, man, maybe we've had enough tonight, buddy, huh?
We got to make it to Denny's, man. Yeah. Come on, think it through.
This bar is cold anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so funny because that is so the opposite of the person I was a year ago or, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I fucking have a hangover today because I ate too many cupcakes.
Wow.
That's like real life shit. I woke up and I was like, what did I do yesterday? What was I thinking? Because I had two cupcakes at a one-year-old's birthday party. That was like, that. I'm wrecked for the day. I can barely get my shit together.
It's so funny, man. If you would have told me that I would have been the moral compass 2 years ago.
Right?
For my friends, I wouldn't have fucking believed you.
Well, I have you to blame because you should have been up in Billings.
I should have been in Billingsley. I was probably somewhere. I forgot where I was at that week. Probably North Dakota or something. I don't remember where I was at. Someplace prestigious.
Justin has just not been home for months.
It's good.
It's great. It's awesome. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I flew in this morning. You guys want to hear what happened to me this morning?
Yes.
You lost it on a vending machine. I almost lost it on the city of Los Angeles this morning.
Wow.
So I flew in this morning and I go to the flyway in Van Nuys where I had parked my car on Thursday.
Yeah.
Right. I got my suitcase. I got my computer bag.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bus drops me off. I'm clicking. Yeah, I think I parked it, like on this lane over here. I'm clicking. It's not clicking back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like,
right. Horn going.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Maybe I'm on this other row. Go on the other row. Clicking. No Civic.
not, it's not clicking back at all.
Nope. Nowhere to be found.
And I'm like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is real bad.
It's never good.
And so I go inside and I was like, hi, how you guys doing? And this big black lady, security lady, she's like, how you doing, sweetie? I was like, my car is not in the parking lot where it should be. And she goes, are you serious? I was like, yeah, like I parked here on Thursday. It is now Sunday. My car is gone. She goes, oh, baby, I don't know. And then she looked at me. She goes, wait a minute. Did you have the Civic with Texas tags that expired 3 years ago?
What?
And I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, baby, that's gone.
What? Self-sabotage, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes, oh, baby, they took that Thursday evening.
Boy, that is gone
the night.
They took that the night you left it there.
The night you left it there. That's hilarious.
They just waited for you to get on the bus.
Yeah. And I look, I totally had it coming.
3 years is a good run.
Yeah, I've been riding dirty for 3 years. Yep. People get my car, they, bro, you've got Texas tags from 2012. And I would laugh. Yeah. I know they're going to get me sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
Today was the day they cashed in.
Wow.
City of Los Angeles cashed in on me today, Roy. I have to go in tomorrow and
really?
Figure it out. Yeah. Yeah, it's Sunday, so everything's closed today.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
100% no.
And you know what the funny thing is? Is I made my last car payment on my car yesterday.
Of course you did. Yeah, of course you did.
I now own my car that is impounded somewhere.
Yeah.
The sober moral compass now has to Uber everywhere because his car was taken today.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm getting all this car payment money coming to me. Nope.
Yeah, I do. I was like, dude, December, I'm going to buy everybody extra gifts because this and that. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's good times, though. It's good times.
3 years is a good run, though. That's respectable.
It was a good run.
Yeah.
And not giving them any money. Now I'm going to give them all of the money.
All of the money ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was going to talk about Minnesota was awesome. Have you performed in Minnesota before?
I just did the, I was traveling through and I stopped by and did a showcase at the Joke Joint. But that's kind of a weird room. It's like a fun room.
Super fun.
But it's just kind of like, I think my first joke out of the gate was like, I feel like they sold slaves here.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
They didn't go for that?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah. It went over. Not great. But it just, it's like this huge barn type room.
Yeah, it's like upstairs. Down. Yeah.
They got a balcony and, and it's like this old, like 1800s. Kind of feeling to it.
Yeah. That. Very, 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 the girls are very, you know, how you doing? You know, like
right.
That sounds
right.
Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
How you
they're
doing?
They're Italian.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
From Minnesota. No,
yeah. Very polite, very kind. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the ladies in the I was doing crowd work because I had to do more
really?
Than 30. Yeah, I had to do more than
weird.
30 minutes.
Okay.
And, Dick. Kid and I both taped for laughs and he was like, oh, they let you do crowd work on TV?
He just stared into the camera. How long you two been married on the couch in Naples, Florida?
But there's a bachelorette party in the audience.
Oh, there you go.
And they were super polite, super kind, and I was talking to her, and I go, well, when's the wedding? She's like, it's in February. And I was like, that's amazing. I was like, I'm ordained if you need anybody. You know, she's like, well, you know, we've already got it. She goes, but do you want to go on the cruise?
What?
And I was like, holy shit, I would love to. She's like, you should buy a ticket and come with us. I was like, yo, that is the worst invite.
Yeah.
I could go on a cruise tomorrow if I buy the ticket.
Yeah. I had a friend do that to me one time.
You want to go to Japan? Just book the flight. It'll be great.
I had a friend do that. She bought baseball tickets for her husband for his birthday, and she called me. She's like, hey, I just thought maybe you two would like to go. I'm like, oh, cool. She's like, yeah, the ticket's like $150. I'm like, well, doesn't he get to pick who?
Yeah.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, why would I pay for the ticket if they're his gift?
Yeah.
And he can do whatever he wants with them.
See,
I
that's
that
right.
So
yeah.
Weird.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't go.
Yeah. No, of course
strange.
Not.
That's strange. Yeah.
We had, the Fawcett podcast, we looked at the breakdown and we have listeners in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh,
and,
nice.
In my head, I was like, I wondered if anybody. It's going to come out that listens to the show. And we did. We had
nice.
Two groups of people.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
Dude, it was so I was sitting there, and this guy came up to me. Shout out to Cody Dorncy. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, but shout out to Cody. He came up to me after the show. I was like, dude, love the podcast. How can we bring Christy? I was like, oh, dude. This is so awesome. I was like, you know Christy's not going to get on an airplane to come here.
For real.
But so that was super rad. Yeah, we had some listeners that came out.
That's awesome. So
that was really cool.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of doing cool shit after shows, you know I couldn't let this go.
Okay.
You were living my dream the other day.
Ken Gar is
posting. But you want to tell Chrissy what you did the other day?
Yeah, I got to
and sit. How it came about?
Sure. I got to sit at a table read for The Simpsons.
Oh,
at Fox
man.
Studios the other day. Yeah.
Oh,
it was, I
man.
Got like a hate text from Justin.
Dude, I was livid. Like, I was like not jokingly like mad.
Like right. I didn't even like respond to him. I'm like, I'm gonna let him cry.
Good text. You're living yeah. my dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs a minute.
There was no fun emoji after his
no,
sentence.
There was
like,
no.
Oh, he's mad. Like,
you know the story behind that, right?
No,
Oh, so
no idea.
I'm the diehard Simpsons fan.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. and so I'm doing a show. And I was talking to a lady in the audience.
Really? Okay. That's weird. All right.
And, huh. That's what she did for a living. She said she works for The Simpsons.
Wow.
She's like a production assistant for The Simpsons. And I was like, I just froze up. I was like, we will talk after the show.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, great. And then so after the show, I came up to her. I was like, you really work for – she goes, yeah. She goes, would you like to come in for a table read?
Yeah.
And she described everything that you did
yeah.
and how it happens and that you get a script and they sign the script and then you yeah. get to meet. And I was
oh,
like, oh, my
man.
God. She goes, give me your email address and I'll set it up. And I gave her my email address, but I didn't get hers.
Oh.
And so literally for an right. hour every day for 2 weeks, I refreshed my email and yeah. I never – and it just – I never got it. And then the other day, I'm in Instagram and you're posting
yeah.
fucking – you're kicking it with Matt Grain.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
My God.
It was like, it was crazy. It was crazy. A friend of mine knows some of the writers. She helped them with a web series. And it was funny because she asked me if a comedian friend of mine was a Simpsons fan because he had posted pictures at Universal Studios. They set up a Simpsons.
Yeah, right, yeah, right? yeah, yeah.
And so she goes, hey, does Kane like The Simpsons? I'm like, yeah, I guess. She's like, well, because I have the ability to take him to a table read. Do you think he'd like that? I'm like, I'd like that. You know what I mean? I'm like,
cool.
Why?
Well, cool,
because
like, the tickets are $50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly, right? So she's like, oh, you would? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm a man in my 30s. Of course I would like that.
Right,
you
yes.
know,
yeah.
yeah.
I had a childhood.
Right, exactly. So she goes, great. So she got us access to the table read and every like Dan Castellaneta was there. Yeardley Smith was there. Julie Kavner. Everybody, it was cool. Hank Azaria calls in on the phone.
Yeah, he doesn't
like,
do it.
Yeah.
He does. He calls it.
And
in.
Then,
yeah.
Who, the other one,
Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer. They both called in, but it was like it was still so cool. Like for a while, I'm like sitting there like reading the script, and I just kind of closed the script and just watched it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
but you're like in this room, and you know, it just puts you like it puts you in this perspective of like you never even imagined that this would happen. You're sitting in a room. Watching Dan Castellaneta go, don't, you know, and you're like, holy,
you
that just happened.
Fucker.
It just happened. So so then afterwards, you know, a couple people were congregating around Matt Groening,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, look, I hate to be that guy that
sure.
asks for all. I'm like, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime
yeah.
thing. Mm-hmm. So I walked up, and it was weird because I went to go grab a marker off of the table, and I accidentally cut in front of this dude. So I was trying to tell the dude, oh, I'm so sorry, go ahead. And
uh-huh.
he's like, no, you go ahead. And I'm like, no, you go ahead. And then, like, Matt Groening's just sitting there going, somebody go.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh, great, I've pissed off Matt Groening. Now I, you know, like, I already ruined my career in Billings, and now I'm going to mess up my other career.
Now you're that guy
right.
in The Simpsons.
He's like, I heard about you in Billings. Like, no, it got through. There was some big memo that went out to Hollywood with my picture on it.
Sorry, Ken, there's no M&Ms here.
Yeah. We talked to Hoss. I'm like, oh, no. So he's like, so what do you, you know, so what brings you here today? I go, oh, my friend Jill knows some of your writers, and she was kind enough. And he's like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he literally stops. He goes, oh, where do you perform? I'm like, oh, well, all over. The Improv, the Ice House, you know,
Billings.
A couple other clubs. Yeah.
Right.
And he goes, really? He goes, well, he's like, I'd love to see you perform sometime. I
Get
hang out.
The
yeah.
fuck out of here.
So he goes, so what's your last name? And I'm like, Gar. I go, but here's my card. So I give him my card. Now, I have the most anti-LA business card in the world.
Okay.
Like, when I first got here, everybody handed me their cards, and it's like, actor, comedian, director,
yeah.
yoga
right.
instructor, like all these slashes.
Sure.
Right.
So I just came up with a really simple business card that just has my name on it. And so I put my name on the front and my website on the back,
oh,
and that's it.
You motherfucker.
Right? And so I hand it to him, and he goes, this is an awesome business card. He goes, this is awesome.
I go, this is
the anti-LA business card. He goes, yep. It absolutely is.
No headshot.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Nothing, man.
Just a white
that's
business
amazing.
Card
just
that says
white business
with,
card.
With the raised print, like American Psycho.
Is that bone white?
It is bone white, yeah. So I, you know, he was like really impressed with that. And he's like, all right, we'll come and check you out. And I'm like, sounds good, that's Matt awesome. Groening. Come watch me do stand up.
I'll put you on the list.
Yeah, right. I'll get you a comp guy who's worth $300 million.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was cool. So he signed it. He put
rad.
A Bart on my script.
Oh, God.
He signed it with my name. And I mean, and then that night I went and taped for Fox for laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my day. Like,
yeah.
I make my television debut. I met Matt Groening. I'm like, this is my Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if you know what I mean? Like I wake up tomorrow and it's like the same radio station is playing and I'm like, yes! Like this
all
is my Groundhog
set.
Day.
Yeah.
Relive this.
Let's
you know?
Do it.
I was like texting ex-girlfriends, like, hey, let's hook up. Just so like, you know what I mean? Like just so I could finish it with some sex and go to sleep. You know?
Have you seen my script?
Yeah.
Oh, how are the ladies, Ken? I don't know if you've been paying attention to the show. Chrissy's been trying to help me with my dating life recently, which has been
God bless you,
a little bit out of sorts, if you will.
I haven't listened to the last few episodes.
It's been a little out of whack, but you know, kind of.
Did we talk about Ashley Furniture? Was that mentioned on the?
I don't think we did.
Okay. I don't know if we want to go there. We don't have to. Justin has had some random acts of.
In a parking lot of a furniture that I could afford nothing inside. So.
Sir, follow me to our balsa wood section.
Like, right. But check. He doesn't have a car anymore, so.
That's
right.
True, yeah.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do all my hooking up?
Love life down the tubes.
Yo, nothing says I mean? Romance like an Uber pool. What?
The shaggin' wagon has been taken by the city. Ken, I told Ken the story. I was like, yeah. And he literally goes, oh, my God, and walked away.
I walked away.
But I thought it was like a bit. He never came back.
No,
like,
no,
I didn't see him for like a week.
Yeah, it was done.
I'm not dealing with this.
Right. It's nonsense.
It's been out of whack, Ken. It's been a
little
messy.
Well, here's the thing. You're my moral compass.
I know.
And so when the compass gets skewed, what does that mean for me? I can get to do whatever I want now.
Right.
The compass has no heading.
Right.
It's really bad.
It's just a thing that spins continuously and never stops.
Look, I can keep you from not drinking. I don't know if I can't. In that department, I'm useless. I'm useless because my answer almost every time is, yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just go for it. Yeah.
Are you still doing the? Last time we talked, you were doing the Tinder thing. Are you still doing that?
You know what? I deleted it yesterday.
Did you yesterday before the show to impress Christy?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm going to see Christy tomorrow, and she's going to look at me that way. And no,
get rid of it.
Here's my thing with Tinder. Like, I'm a romantic guy, and I just feel like it should just be spontaneous, and you should meet. And I also feel like there's some of this inane pressure to be with somebody all the time, and I don't want to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, like, it's like, oh, do you try OkCupid? Have you tried this? Have you tried? I'm like, why am I trying anything?
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't I just try being myself first, and I'll meet somebody? And,
right.
And here's the thing. I'm not even dying to meet somebody. I'm just going about life and working on my career and focusing on things that the guy who hasn't
living my dream.
In a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, it's just... Like, I don't know why, like, we put all this huge pressure on us to, like, go and find this partner and stuff like that. So
I think it's because of our ethics. We're getting older.
Yeah, maybe.
When you're 21, 22, 23, 24, you don't care. Like, oh, I got to find a mate now. But then, like,
Well, my mom says to me, she's like, I would hate for you to get into your, like, 50s and 60s and be alone and not have it. I go, Mom, like, my balls don't expire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I can still
right.
have kids into my 60s. Like, well, you wouldn't want that, but...
But
I don't know. It's just not a priority right now. But I'm dating. I'm out there. I'm dating and meeting people. But my picker is just...
Is it broken?
It's
broken,
Let's
talk about
man.
That for a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah,
what, can we
Love
talk
it.
About... The,
you talk about whatever you want,
but
man.
About the red flag. The bartender chick that we met.
Oh, dude. That was amazing.
Christy, buckle up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to start?
I won't. Well, let's not name the comedy club. So we're at a comedy club.
We're at a comedy club in
Chicago.
I wasn't even going to say there.
That's fine.
Some comedy club. You're at some comedy club.
Okay.
And so I walk in and I'm doing, Justin and I are both doing spots, I think, that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I meet this very lovely bartender and she immediately takes a liking to me.
Mm-hmm. Huge liking.
Right?
Okay.
A huge, like, just throwing some game down quickly.
Okay.
And I don't even, like, it was like... Within 30 seconds, the first red flag
Very
came up.
Very fast.
Like, first 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. She goes, I go, oh, what do you live around here? Well, technically I do. I'm staying with a friend. And I just hear, exactly. And I just look over and I just see Justin just taking a sip of water. I'm like, oh, no.
And and they didn't stop.
They didn't stop. I mean, we got to 23, 24. And then Justin keeps going. Were you texting me? Or
yeah,
you just,
I was texting you.
He kept texting me, 22, 23, 24. And I get, my phone is like vibrating, and I'm like, what else is going on with your life, girl? You know? Oh, my God. It was bad. Well, then, you know, because my boyfriend, I mean, obviously I have a restraining order against him. And
24.
He stole the license plates off my car
25.
And punched a hole through the window. And
26.
And I'm just, like, eating it up. And I'm like, well, I can fix all this. You
something,
know?
Something right. Sober living. 28. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 29.
And then she was taking shots of Jameson.
While she was working.
While she was working.
But not, like, with the customers.
No.
Like,
just
right.
Drinking.
On the side.
Just one for me, one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Oh, my God.
It kid's like, just... I should do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Let's get breakfast.
That was the first time that I was able to step outside of the situation and be like, oh, this is what Christy sees when we tell her these stories.
Yeah, dude.
It's like I had taken the blue pill and I could see right. slow.
And I had about 9 red pills at the time.
Yeah.
Just
right.
consuming one after another.
But see, because that it was for Ken, I could see that. If
right.
it was
yeah.
for me, I wouldn't have been able
right.
to
yeah.
see it.
Right.
But you know what? I did, you know, and what's funny, I think I went back there later that week, like, after
did you?
Justin flew home.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing happened, but I was just like, eh, maybe she's still working. Now that the voice of reason has gotten onto
right.
a plane and left me.
Right.
She clearly already so. Been fired, right? I'm
oh,
sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Or kicked out of whatever friend's house she was staying at.
Oh, well, it was the couch, and, you know. And then she was talking about how she, you know, I mean, I can still bring guys home, because mm. I just have to text her not to come home.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then my phone goes off, and that was, like, number 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
15.
It
with
was
a little emoji red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a bunch of flags going across my phone.
So you're saying lately has your picker been broken too? Has it gotten better?
I'm working on my picker.
Okay.
But it's not getting better.
It's not 100%.
Like, what's your strategy?
It's not a strategy. It's basically I tend to pick girls that have a lot of like issues. Like,
right.
That need a lot of fixing. Like, I'm a fixer-upper.
Right.
And I'm trying so hard not to be that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think as not just as comedians.
As
I mean, there's
fucked
a,
up people.
Yeah, like as fucked up people, we're attracted to other fucked up people.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
fair.
And for us, we're always thinking of this as, maybe the writing or the jokes are a byproduct of these experiences that we have. Because
mm-hmm.
Justin has even said it before, like, oh, this is going to be a great story.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we do it for the story.
Do it for the story.
But
yeah.
you also get enmeshed in these relationships. And, you know,
right.
I dated one girl. She was a comedian. And she literally told me, I have a bag of squirrels in my head right now. I was like, let's go to the movies on Friday.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
got
yeah.
full warning. She laid it all out there. And I was
right.
just like, let's do it.
Let's see
how
this
mean?
Goes.
Yeah.
I've been on a few dates with a girl now who literally got dumped, was engaged, and the engagement was called off over the phone in Utah. And I was like, well, let's get sushi. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, what do you know? And she's this
cool.
nice girl, sweet girl who, you know,
right.
you know, we don't know where it's going to go. But I like, if you look at the MO of every one of my ex-girlfriends, like the last four, they've all recently came out of relationships.
Okay.
You know, they're hurting, they're reeling.
Okay.
And here I come swooping in, and I'm going to fix it all.
Ken
so
puts
you
on
do
the
have a strategy,
yeah.
and
it's
that
not,
it's...
not even, it's an accidental strategy, I guess.
It's a pattern.
Yeah. A pattern.
Right,
yeah.
but I'm saying that yeah. now you're looking for people, you've identified
mm-hmm.
the pattern of the people before, and
yep.
you're making a conscious choice to choose something different.
Yes, but easier said than done.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because I'm still dating. Like, I guess dating is the term. It's so weird. Like,
yeah.
I'm going on dates with a girl who follows the same pattern.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm like, it's different
this
time. This
time.
Right. No, it's not. It's not. It's going to end horribly.
It's not.
It never
you know.
Is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that's, you know, but that's what you do. So, but I'm working on it. I bet my picker has been broken for years, and I'm just
yeah.
trying to. Just working on me, Christy. You
would
know?
You say now
that's
is the
beautiful.
First time you recognize that your picker's been broken?
Yeah.
So now you can be. Now you can
yeah.
say, well, this is this chick I shouldn't be. Like, I'm still going to.
Yeah.
But now I can see why that I am attracted to her.
Yes.
I'm not
going
to call it off.
Right,
but,
right.
But now I just know that I should.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
awesome.
So, yeah. So you're finally. It's like I use the football analogy. I can read the defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm up under center, and I'm looking around. And I go, okay, they're going to blitz. Like, I know what's coming. You know, and now I can kind of prepare for it a little bit better. Well, at least I would like to say I can on paper.
Well, Christy had me bring in a list of things that I want in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had me bring in a list of things that I do not want, like absolute deal breakers.
Like coffins?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a gray area.
Didn't make it on the list.
A padded gray area.
Coffins, still okay.
Okay.
What about you? What's a couple of things that are you at that point where you can walk away from anything yet or no?
Yeah, I would like to think that I'm getting there. Like, I think that again, we joked around with the bartender in Chicago, I'm starting to recognize red flags.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And before I'd be like, oh well, we're just gonna have fun. Like I always have this like nonchalant
mm-hmm.
kind of attitude toward dating, and then next thing I know, we're like she's staying over five
right.
nights a week.
Yeah,
you know, her toothbrush is there, and I'm like, and I'm loving it because I just want to just be in. Like I'm the type of guy that just wants to settle into a relationship like right away.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah, like I'm absolutely like that. And so now what I'm trying to do is change up the pattern, and because I'm traveling so much with this particular girl, we've only been able to go out once a week at the mm-hmm. most, and then we'll text each other maybe every 3 days. Mm-hmm. Hey, just checking in. How are you? How's your day?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's not like I usually just jump off the cliff and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like taking it slow. But at the same time, that crazy part of my brain is going like nuts. Like, this isn't normal. Like, we should probably be talking about kids at this point.
Like, should I be changing my Facebook status?
Yeah, exactly. But that's a question I have, though, because I was talking about this with a friend yesterday. Like, do you think social media plays an impact on whether or not a girl likes you? For example, if a girl likes you and you've just started dating, do you think they tend to like things more, or do you think that is even a thing for girls? Because the friend I was talking to was a woman, and she's just like, I'm like, I can tell when a girl doesn't like me anymore because she'll stop liking my statuses.
Yes, no, you're 100%.
I think that.
I had this conversation with a friend the other day.
Right.
Here's another thing, a little tangent on that, a little caveat to that.
Please.
You can also, if you're in a relationship, you can also tell who the new bitch is. Maybe your dude's not cheating on you, or maybe mm-hmm. But there's when somebody else starts liking statuses and shit, you're like, who the fuck is this person that just pops up? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But as a guy, when you first meet a girl and then all of a sudden she's like liking everything,
mm-hmm.
you equate that to, is this chick into me?
Yeah.
But every girl I've talked, not every girl, but the few girls I've talked to are like, no, we're looking through a news feed and we're like, oh, we like that.
No,
and then we like this.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's something there.
I think so too. Because, because when they lose interest, they like less and less and less. And yeah.
I do the bit about, like, I can always tell when I'm getting dumped because my girlfriend starts working out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've added to that, I can also tell I'm getting dumped because she stops liking my shit on Facebook.
Yep.
And I think that it's weird.
I think you're right.
It's 21st century dating, and now I think that that's a real thing.
Right.
You know?
But it's interesting because when I first start dating someone, even if I am looking at their shit, which I am.
I thought you were about to lie to our face.
Even if I am.
Yeah.
But which I most definitely am. But even if I am looking at their shit, I wouldn't be liking all of their pictures, letting them know that I'm looking at their shit.
I think it's a new way of flirting. I think it is
a new way of flirting.
Yeah,
is it?
I do too.
Yeah.
And I like it. Hey. If there's a chick that I'm interested in, she likes like one of my statuses or one of my photos, I get like a little like,
she likes it.
Yeah. But yeah, my buddy was telling me that like his wife had gone out and met, you know, like a couple of dudes, like, but like this dude like kept creeping up, like liking.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
You know, you can always tell when someone new pops up.
Yeah.
So women, if you want to know if your dude's cheating or guys, if your chick's cheating, look for the new liker on all the statuses.
Right, on all the statuses. Mm-hmm.
There's so much time involved in that shit, though.
Yeah. Women always know, though.
Oh, yeah.
They can always see.
Yeah. Oh, my ex-wife, she'd be like, who's this girl that's liking blah, blah, blah.
Oh, just a fan from the show.
Yeah, okay.
He's
a friend of a friend. I don't even know. Oh, you know?
Better fix it.
Right?
You better find a way to fix it.
Yeah. Why don't you just block her while I watch you block her? Like, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Fuck. Do you think, we've talked about it in this show, if you meet somebody new, though, do you add them on Facebook immediately? Or do you, because we've talked about it last week. We creep their page.
Yeah.
We creep their Instagram. We creep the Facebook.
I think it's part of the vetting process.
Oh, yes.
I think it absolutely is. Yes. So the girl I'm seeing now.
Are you guys friends on Facebook yet?
Yeah. We were friends. Like, here's the thing. We met through a mutual friend, and it was just one of those things. Like, I had met her, and then you know, when I meet somebody, I might add them on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So there was no intent of dating
at
all, because the first time we met, she shared the story about getting dumped, and my picker was just like, why don't you back up, Ken? And then three days later, it's just like, no, give it a shot, bro. I'm like, no. You know?
Yeah.
And so so I had already added her, but now I think it's become kind of the vetting process. Like, you know, I've been on Tinder dates where it's like you're talking over text for a while, like, you know, we'll throw, you know, and then all of a sudden you get a Facebook request, mm-hmm. which I, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then you know that, like, all right, we're going to start with the about section, and then we're going to move into the photos. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? And you kind of go through all these things. And so, yeah, it's just one of the things that's happened, though.
I know. And we were talking about it last week, about how they'll listen to our podcasts, they'll go watch our videos.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking tough.
There was this girl recently, she's like, yeah, I listened to like three of your podcasts.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Ding. Like,
you're going to have a podcast.
Right.
Just ones you've been on?
One, yeah.
Oh, great. I can't wait for this one to drop.
Right. And like one of them was like an hour and a half long. I'm like, did you listen to the whole thing? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
that was weird.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably shouldn't say this. She's going to listen to this one too, but yikes.
Well, thank you for the new listener. We
appreciate
it. Add us on Facebook, Foster the Podcast.
She lives in St. Paul,
I didn't know this about you until we went to Chicago. I didn't know that you were in the Special Olympics.
I was, yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
What?
You're gonna feel real bad for being mean to him now.
We need to start periscoping this podcast because her faces are unbelievable. Like,
what?
Let me interpret her face for you. I don't believe any of that. That was the face she made.
Get out of my studio.
Please leave. So I have a
guy who punches vending machines.
Yeah, guy who punches a vending machine. I have brittle bones.
Okay.
So if you ever saw the movie Unbreakable, Samuel Jackson's character broke bones easily. And so when I was a kid, I broke my legs a lot, like continuously. So they finally put these leg braces, like Forrest Gump had.
Right.
I keep using these movie analogies, but it's the easiest thing to do.
Right.
So I had these leg braces on, and in the 80s, like, there wasn't like this sense of like understanding and support. They just put you in a handicap school.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, there's something wrong, go in a handicap school. And so I went to a handicap school in Chicago for preschool and kindergarten and half of first grade, and this school qualified for the Special Olympics.
You were super little when you were breaking your legs?
Oh, yeah.
That's
had
the saddest thing.
I had fractured my legs six times by the time I was three.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your poor parents.
So, and there's three of us that have it in our family.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That's too much.
Yeah. So it was, so this school qualified for the Special Olympics. And so we signed up for, like, the beanbag tournament, and I ended up, like, dominating the whole sport. and then I ended up going, like, the Special Olympics at Soldier Field, completely underestimated my competition.
Right.
Got smoked and ended up, like, with a bronze medal. Right. And that's my Tinder profile, like, Special Olympics bronze medalist.
Bronze medalist.
Goodness.
Why isn't that on your business card?
I know, right?
The real story.
Yeah.
So you went there in the competition. They just fuck you. Were like, oh, you got all cocky.
Well, I got all cocky because I did so good in the preliminaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I didn't practice. I was like, did whatever, you know. So I'm like running around in my little Forrest Gump leg braces, and it's just
being cocky with
just
your
being,
leg braces.
Yeah, man. Well, I already had the swagger.
Yep.
I had built in swagger, man. You can't
Jesus.
You can't nothing but have a groove walk when you got braces on your legs.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
man. I got this, and you go out there, you're like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so I ended up getting a bronze medal. I still have it to this day. It's encased in plastic, you know, shrine.
It's right next to your signed Simpson script.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got a whole museum.
That's amazing.
But it's a great, you know, obviously
it's a great story.
Organization, and everyone should support the Special Olympics.
Yeah, they're actually one of our sponsors on this show, so we're really excited to have them. Oh, man. All right, what do you got coming up, Ken?
I'm actually in Vegas.
Are you really?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Do you need the cooler down there with you?
I think I'm going to need you.
You need the cooler? You know how I feel about Vegas.
Oh, dude.
Justin's always down for Vegas.
Bad stories.
DTV.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll keep you away from the vending machines.
Oh,
I'll keep you away from the bartenders.
You
for
just
the poker.
Keep the dollars crisp. You know what I mean? Like, just walk around with a couple crisp dollars.
For the vending machine so it doesn't get stuck.
Well, they come in your room now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Where you, like, you take it off the weight, like Indiana Jones. Yeah. Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you move the M&Ms, they automatically charge your room.
Right.
Oh, shit. I just paid $22 for almonds. But, yeah, I'm at the Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, the MGM Grand, November 9th through the 15th.
Okay.
So come on out.
That is rad. And how can people find you?
KenGar.com, and everything on social media is Comedian KenGar. So if you want to date me, add me on Facebook. I'll creep your page.
There you go.
I'll keep yours. That's amazing. Well, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Always love to be on here, man.
We'll see you next time. And make sure you guys add Foster the Podcast on Facebook, on iTunes, on Twitter. And also for my tour dates, go to justincomic.com. If you're in California, I'm going to be headlining Flappers Comedy Club Tuesday, October 27th at 10 p.m. in the main room. Tons of past Foster the Podcast guests are going to be opening that show. Tone Bell, Drew Lynch, Michael Malone, Kelsey Cook, Mark Agee, Justin Wood. It's going to be awesome. If you guys want free tickets to that, email me info@justincomic.com or message us on Facebook and I'll put you on the guest list. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.